This is the Peter Majewski teleconference with iAdvise for Wednesday, October 31st, 2012 at 9 a.m. Central Time. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Intercorp Financial Services' third quarter 2012 conference call on this, the 31st of October 2012. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Following the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. Instructions to participate will be given at that time. I would now like to turn today's call over to Peter Majewski from iAdvise.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intercorp Financial Services' third quarter 2012 earnings conference call on this, the 31st of October, 2012. Today's call is for investors and analysts only. Questions from the media will not be taken. It is now my pleasure to introduce our speakers. Joining us today from Lima are Ms. Nicola Casata, Intercorp Financial Services recently named Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gonzalo Basadre, Chief Executive Officer at InterSeguro, and Ms. Claudia Valdivia, Chief Financial Officer at InterSeguro. We will be discussing Intercorp's results for the press release and presentation distributed yesterday evening. If you have not yet received a copy, please visit www.iss.com.pe in order to download both the earnings release and conference call presentation. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone that any forward-looking statements made today by Intercorp's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially from actual results. Now my pleasure to turn the call over to Ms. Nicola Casata, Intercorp Financial Services Chief Financial Officer, for her first quarterly conference call presentation. Ms. Casata, you may begin.
Okay, good morning and welcome to Intercorp Financial Services third quarter 2012 conference call. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intercorp's performance. At IFS, net earnings were $158.5 million in the third quarter of 2012, a decrease of 38.8% quarter-on-quarter and 21% year-on-year. Excluding non-recurring items, net earnings would have been $166.8 million in the third quarter, an increase of 27.7% over the past quarter and 15.2% year-on-year. In the second quarter 2012, InterSeguro reported $106 million non-recurring gains in real estate property sales. In the third quarter of 2011, non-recurring items included a recovery from a loan write-off at Interbank and extraordinary investment income at Interbank, InterSeguro, and also IFS. Recurring ROE at IFS was 26.3% in the third quarter 2012, above the 22.6% in the second quarter, but below the 28.8% in the third quarter of 2011. At Interbank, net earnings were $159 million in the third quarter, the bank's second highest quarterly result. Net earnings increased 11.4% quarter-on-quarter, driven by higher financial margins and lower provisions. Recurring net earnings increased 20.5% year-on-year due to 13.7% loan growth and stable provisions. Loans grew 2.9% quarter-on-quarter as a result of sustained credit demand across most segments. Despite lower funding costs, NIM declined 30 basis points quarter-on-quarter due to increases in the proportion of cash and mortgages within interest-earning assets. The ratio of past due loans to total loans remained stable quarter-on-quarter at 1.8%. At InterSeguro, net earnings decreased 86% quarter-on-quarter and 49% year-on-year due to lower investment income, which was exceptionally high in the second quarter of 2012. Excluding non-recurring items, net earnings would have increased 6.2% quarter-on-quarter. Premiums increased 11.7% quarter-on-quarter and 1.5% year-on-year. Annuity sales increased 14% quarter-on-quarter after a 6.7% decline in the previous quarter. InterSeguro remained the market leader in annuities. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of IFS and its two subsidiaries. In page 4, we can see a summary of the quarterly earnings of Intercorp Financial Services and its two subsidiaries. In the following pages, we will go through detailed discussions of each company's quarterly performance. Please turn to page 5 for a discussion of IFS P&L statement. Looking at the quarter-on-quarter performance, net earnings increased 34.8%, mainly due to strong non-recurring investment income reported by Interseguro in the second quarter 2012. When excluding non-recurring items, net earnings rose 27.7% as a result of higher financial income, lower provisions, and lower administrative expenses at Interbank, partially offset by a decline in other income. Financial income declined 13.4%, explained by decreases of 103.8 million in net investment income at Interseguro and 8.6 million in investment income at Interbank, partially offset by increases of 5.4 million in exchange gains and 4.4 million in interest on loans at Interbank. The decrease in net investment income at Interseguro was due to 106.3 million non-recurring gain on the sale of real estate investment registered in the second quarter. Provision expenses declined 26.9%, mainly due to the reversal of provisions for internal alignment of client ratings. Fee income decreased 5% quarter-on-quarter due to lower fees from credit and debit cards. Interseguro's loss from insurer underwriting decreased 12.2% as a result of 3.4 million increase in the elimination of fees paid by Interseguro to Interbank related to the sale of premiums, partially offset by higher reserves linked to an increase in annuity sales. The rise in annuity sales was attributed to an estimated 26.5% market growth. Administrative expenses declined 7.4% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to the transfer of two subsidiaries of Interseguro, Real Plaza and Interproperties Peru, to InRetail Real Estate Corporation, a subsidiary of InRetail Peru Corp, as a result of a reorganization plan implemented in August 2012. Due to this reorganization, 15.3 million in administrative expenses related to these subsidiaries were not accounted for in the third quarter 2012. Other income decreased 90%, mainly due to the elimination of other income from the transfer subsidiaries. Intercorp's effective tax rate rose from 13.9% in the second quarter to 25% in the third quarter as a result of two factors. The first was a lower contribution to net earnings from Interseguro, whose investment income is tax exempt. The second was the normalization of Interbank's effective tax rate, which was unusually low in the second quarter, increasing from 21% in the second quarter to 24.5% in the third quarter. Moving to the year-on-year performance, net earnings decreased 21% due to a decline in other income, partially offset by a higher gross financial margin. When excluding non-recurring items, net earnings rose 15.2%. Non-recurring items were related to a recovery from a loan write-off in the third quarter of 2011 and extraordinary investment income at Interbank, Interseguro, and IFS. Financial income rose 4.4%, driven by increases of 8.4% in interest on loans and 96% in exchange gains at Interbank, partially offset by decreases in investment income of 23.5% at Interbank and 9.9% at Interseguro. Financial expenses increased 4.1% year-on-year due to growth in interest on deposits, partially offset by decreases in interest on due to banks and other financial expenses at Interbank. Provision expenses increased 4% due to growth in the loan portfolio. Fee income declined 3.9% year-on-year as a result of higher expenses associated with fee generation and a reduction in commissions from credit and debit cards, partially offset by growth in loan structuring and account maintenance fees at Interbank. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting increased 39%, driven by higher claims and reserves, partially offset by higher group life premiums. Administrative expenses increased 2.2% year-on-year due to higher advertising costs, property leases, and personnel at Interbank and the implementation of technology projects at Interseguro. Other income decreased 94% due to lower income from recoveries at Interbank and the elimination of other income from the transfer subsidiaries. In the third quarter 2011, income from recoveries was unusually high as a result of 26.3 million recovery from a loan write-off at Interbank. Please turn to page 7 for a discussion of Interbank's performance. Interbank's net earnings were 159.2 million in the third quarter, an 11.4% growth quarter on quarter and a 2.7% decline.